002 Thursday night, Simon Nun Hay, Seif Yud Tes. The dinim about a minyan being in one place together. Shliach Tzibur B'teva. This is actually based on a Tshuvas HaRashba, which, thanks to modern technology and Bar Ilan, I thought I printed out. Let everybody know. So, be in touch with Ari Gruen.
So I still noticed and I heard it, got an email. So, I want to say Shvius. I disappointed the Rebbe last time.
No, this is going to be Masechta Shvius Rishalmi, and two things people are going to have to prepare before.
So that's me. If it's more than learn the Amr, preparing my Amr claims.
No. Learning the Amr.
I kid you.
And there's only, and either with Pnei Moshe,
yeah,
or with Ephraim Kanievsky. Because that's Kahati.
Exactly.
No, to learn the Omud is just like with Kahati. So, I'm going to learn the Omud already.
Okay. So if it's just learning the Omud,
no, it's learning the Omud Shitchi. It's very Shitchi.
It's a different issue.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Is it or not?
Yeah, it'll be a level of Maizer. But Lasukish Maizer leave with the Hilchos. It's not going to be a Mishnah Brura Shi. It's going to be a good. It's going to be not learning Hilchos Brachas Mishnah Brura. It's going to be learning Ketzad Mavarchim and Lasukish Maizer leave with the Hilchos. And everybody's going to be very disappointed and bored in the first five prokim, because the halachas are heavy. This 10th prokim, the 10th is Shemitah's Ksofim. The halachas of day-to-day life in Shemitah is in 6, 7, 8, and 9. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 is agricultural. A lot of it's boring. The second perek is mamish agriculture. It's hard for us to relate to it, but it's day-to-day life for any farmer. That's the second parak. 1, 3, 4, and 5 are a little boring. So it has to do with fertilizing the field.
A suggestion, maybe we should do it in order?
No.
Okay.
Going straight?
Going straight. That's the way Rebbe did it, the way Rebbe Yochanan did it, and that's the way we're doing it. It happens to follow a sequential, like Masechta Shabbos, it follows a sequential order. Masechta Shabbos starts off with Erev Shabbos, starts off with Hotzah, Taisa says, and then it goes to Erev Shabbos, and it goes in order. Here it starts with Taisa Shvius, and it goes in order.
Ari, who is in charge of Matzah Sklar?
Suggested what?
Who's in charge of this year?
Putting it together.
Is Matzah Sklar sent out the...
They're putting it together. The two of them have teamed up now.
I got an email with some Sklar.
They have teamed up now. Okay. They're putting it together. Anyway, I just wanted to tell you about it in case you're interested. Okay, Shliach Tzibur B'teva. This doesn't have to be a box. I mean, it means a box, literally. My father's shul in the east side, I grew up davening in a very old-fashioned shul. Like a beautiful, beautiful shul with very high ceiling and chandeliers and an Ezra Snoshim and rugs. And the bima was a raised platform. So if you could, and they used to have a raised platform, maybe, apparently they had a raised platform where the Shliach Tzibur stood, even though the more common minig nowadays, I think we were going to do it, whatever happened, is that there should be an indentation in the floor for the ma'amakim, and the Shliach Tzibur should really stand a bit lower, and I heard them talking about it, that it was okay. We were going to do it. Like, just like leave out one tile or something. I don't know exactly why. Anyway, but they used to have, but either when the Shliach Tzibur was on the bima, or apparently they used to have always the Shliach Tzibur on a platform, and if that platform has sides, so ironically you've formed a different reshus, and all of a sudden the Shliach Tzibur is in a different reshus than the rest of the kol. So even if there's 10 people, we saw that there's another din. that the Shliach Tzibur has to be in the same Rishus as the Kohol. So why doesn't that create a problem? Shliach Tzibur B'teva, the Tisha B'Beis HaKnesses it talks about here, Mitztarfen, that's the Tshuvas HaRajma. And it's really an important halacha. I'm not sure how you would extrapolate, although I have an idea how, and I'll say it in a second. The Rajba's Chiddush is that even though technically the Teva constitutes a different Rishus, but since it's a Tashmish Beis HaKnesses, it's something the Shul is using in its davening, so it's bottled to the Beis Knesses automatically, and even though it's a different Rishus.
Can I say that by Ezra's Nashim?
Right, that's exactly what I was thinking about, but the Poskim don't say it. I guess because Ezra's Nashim is not seen as a function of the Shul. It's functional, but it's not something the Shul is using for its purposes. And here, the Shul is using this for its davening purposes, and therefore, it's bottled to the Shul. That's what the Rajba's Chiddush is, and that's this Mechaber. Shliach Tzibur B'Teva B'Tisha B'Beis HaKnesses Mitztarfen. Abba Bishi Gavoya Asara V'Rechov Arbo. It's not Mishav Shusayachu B'Chnei Atzmo. The Yeshlo Mechitzos Gavoya Asara. It would have sides. The one Mishi B'Teva L'Gavi B'Beis HaKnesses. The one exception is the Yesh Mishakosa D'Hanimi L'Chena Mechitzos Magiyos L'Tikras Hagad. If it mamish reaches the ceiling, then if anybody here learned Erevin, and even more of a Kiddush, if anybody here remembers Erevin, yeah, they didn't see the guy apparently.
Unless it just means that the four corner, what do you call it, the posters, like the poster bed, the posters run up?
Then he might possibly be rose, but
that wouldn't.
Anyway, you have an Erevin. You learned Erevin.
Yeah.
You remember an Erevin? There's one case with Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, different people in different rooms, if they have to have one Erev or not. And there's a chilek if the mechitzos are magios latikra or not. Okay. So you have like such a chilek there. Okay, let's see the Mishnah Berurah. So we've caught in your test. Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Shekhinah. Hu Adin Acher Dimitztaref. Oh, the Nakash Liach Tzibur, the Loi Neima, the Chivin Shu, in Tzorech, Loi Tzinyu, the Chayvosan, Migra Gora. That's interesting, Mishnah Berurah. I would have said after the Shliach Tzibur, maybe, because it's only the Shliach Tzibur in which the Teva is acting as a Tashmish of the Beis HaKnesses, which is the point of why it's bottled. I feel like a dope, because I had the Shul for Rashba here, which would be so important to look at now. But the Mishnah Berurah is not saying that. The Mishnah Berurah says anybody who happens to be standing at that table, maybe go downstairs. You know what a Tshuvas HaRashba would be? Anybody know what a Tshuvas HaRashba would be? It's a Chelek Aleph. Mamish Kedai to see.
It's a standard question. Like every single Tshuvas HaRashba, we always look up as a Chelek Aleph. Is the rest like, isn't that, is Chelek Aleph a different thing? I've always said the Chelek Aleph.
It's not like that. No, but you're right, mostly. As long as you say most,
yeah,
not
okay.
All. Chelek Aleph has an overwhelming majority of the Tshuvas. The others have 100 or so, maybe a few hundred. Chelek Aleph has upwards of 2,000.
What's the Rav bothered with?
Majority?
So the way I remember the Jewish Arashma, the reason the Teva is bottled to the Beis HaKnesses is because it's a Tashmish of the Beis HaKnesses. The reason it's a Tashmish of the Beis HaKnesses is because the Chazan's standing there. So, it's not so poshut like me, who are Dinacher, who happens to be standing in that Teva.
How about while the Chazan's there?
Okay, but is that what the Mishnah Berurah means?
So we have to
like be careful about this Mishnah Berurah. We're making the Ha'ara here. So that's how I want to see the Rashba. The Mechaber just says it's bottled to the Beis HaKnesses. My memory of the Rashba, which is the source of the Shulchan Aruch, is because it's a Tashmish Beis HaKnesses. So let's say it's not a Tashmish Beis HaKnesses.
Does the Beis HaKnesses bring down the Tzorah?
I'm sure he does. But
so maybe Nege'ah, how he brings it down.
Sorry for the Turk.
It's different than the case of the
Uh-oh. Okay, what do we do? What? Because it wasn't a Tashmash, there's no reason why it would be bottled to the Beis HaKnesses. Yeah, but because there's no reason why it should be brought to the Beis HaKnesses. Here, that's the Chiddush here. Here's the Chutz. I know it's a Chelek Aleph. We should have asked you to get the tour. Tour of Beisheshi. Here's a Chutz here. A sorrow. Oh, Tzadik Vav. Tzadik Vav. There, there's no reason why you should be brought to the Beis HaKnesses. Here there is. There, it's a Chutzur Ktana. With the Gedolah. What? If the Shliach Tzibur is in the Gedolah, he's not mostly goes in the Ktana. Because the Ktana is the same room as the Gedolah. Because the Ktan is the same room as the Gedolah. Here we're in a separate area.
Yeah, but if you don't say that it's more than this Shiva Siraj, but then it's no different than the Chatz Ktan. There it works. It's no Mila.
It's a portal to the Shul.
If the Bima only works when the Chazan is there,
yeah,
then it's no better than the Chatz Ktan. Chatz Ktan works when the Chazan is there too. It's Mitzara when the Chazan is there.
Is this a kasha?
You're not telling me any mila of the bima. It's also a star from the kasha.
But it is a pirtzah. Here it has mechitzas. It's a separate area. If it would be standing under Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos, it would be its own Rosh Hashanah. It has four walls. It has mechitzas. It's certainly worse than the chutzah. Abul Hateva im Hayesa Gvoya Rechovu Balas Machitzas Lo Latashmish Bifnei Atzma Omedes Elo Latashmish Beis HaKnesses Viragle Beis HaKnesses B'Teva. It's like everyone's part of that Teva. Everyone's, I guess when they say this Shechsinus Yorid Lifnei HaTeva, they took it seriously in some places. They actually built the Teva. They put it inside of it.
No, but the Yared, which name is Yared.
So normally the Teva you learn the Hara or Kodesh. You're in the here, it's like they made a Teva and they put them in it. It could be the story of Mishnah Berurah is that since this Teva is a Tashmish Beis HaKnesses, so it's like part of the furniture. So now anybody that stands there is just part of the furniture. It's part of the furniture of the shul. In other words, just like you would say the bima, even if it's on a raised platform and it's 10 tefachim high off the ground, like a raised platform,
you wouldn't be able to lay on it and make brachas in the center.
You wouldn't, but the chiddush of this Rashba is that you could. I'm saying, I take back what I said that my svara tells me only when the shliach tzibur is there. Since it's a tashmish beis haknesses, so it's part of the furniture. So it's not a Rishus Bifnei Atzmo, it's the furniture in the shul. By the way, you can have an anomaly, because they used to have these platforms on the bima so that people shouldn't have to stand up when they stood up with the Sefer Torah. People should not have to stand up.
What do you mean?
Right. Or when, let's say, Shabbos Mevarchim. Because it's a Rishus, they used to have the Bima as a Rishus Bifnei Atzmo. And if it's a Rishus Bifnei Atzmo, people don't have to stand when the Sefer Torah is standing. So the Mogen Avraham speaks out that you could have that coexisting with this din. I'm sorry, the Aruch HaShulchan speaks it out. Legabe, the Sefer Torah, which is a din of Kavod, you have to stand up when it's standing. So it's in a different Rishus. Kavod doesn't demand that you stand up. But Lagabi the Din Sirif Laminyan, so then we say, since it's a Tashmish Beis HaKnesses, it's bottled to the Beis Knesses. The Aruch HaShulchan makes this chilek, because at the same time when it has halachically a halacha of a different Rishus, and therefore you don't have to stand up when the Sefer Torah there stands up, this halacha is also true. So I know Aruch HaShulchan who makes this chilek. What? If this would be higher, yes. But when we open our Kodesh, That's anyway just a minhag.
You have to stand when you open Aruch HaKodesh.
The real time you have to stand is when the Sefer Torah is moved from its place, and it's standing, so to speak.
Oh, it's Shabbos Mavarch, Taka. You're running the show.
You have to get the moilah down. And an hour clock to be your own shalomu. You better get ready. It says there's an Indian to, it says there's an Indian to know the moilah before. What's the point if we don't announce the right moilah on our clocks?
Can I throw in a fact? I hope it's a
yes.
The moilah that's in the book there has nothing to do with when the moon comes out.
When the moon
appears.
I don't know what you. I don't understand.
The moilah that's in the book.
You're talking about the actual moilah. This is an average.
It's an average.
That's right? The sort of so that, and so we start saying the average. No, okay. That's like saying we say the same talamot or 60 days after the tkufa, do we say birchas hachamor even though we're doing it according to Rav Debarav, but not according to Shmuel?
No,
that's
no kind. So maybe you just have to know a number. Like you're not really knowing.
There is an average.
Yeah,
but it's the wrong time. It's not. It's not even the average.
Right.
Okay. Chaf. Very, very important halacha. In fact, my sister called me up a few weeks ago with a shayla that the answer lies in halacha chaf. And that is anytime you, if you see a live video, you're watching the Dafyomi, scene, and you're hearing Kaddish, and it's in real time. You're not watching a tape. You're watching the event. And they're saying Yehi Shmei Rabba. So you should answer Yehi Shmei Rabba too.
Yeah.
The problem, you should. You certainly could. Could be in a mechuyev too, but you certainly could. But now, according to the sif we're about to learn, there's a very big problem.
There's always a time delay.
What?
There's always a time delay of a second or two.
A second or two is not gefährlich, tachtidiba. So my sister called me up because she was told that if there's soya in the middle, or a church in the middle, or a bayuzar in the middle, then you don't do it. And here you're talking about hundreds, maybe even thousands of miles away.
So someone's listening on it from a telephone.
So right, so maybe you can't. So that's this halacha. It was very negeya. So I researched this halacha for her. Let's see. Now Sifchaf is going to tell you that all the things we've been talking about till now is to form a minyan. But once there's a minyan and they're saying Kedusha or Kaddish or Baruch Hu, you could be a million miles away. If you hear them, then you have to answer. Or you could answer. Hoyu asor b'makom echad v'oyim Kaddish or Kedusha, afilu mi she'eno imohem in the same makom, yochol la'anos. The yesh omrim, that's Sawa, or Avodas Kochavim, that's our Girsa, Avodas Kochavim. Other Girsas have Obeid Kochavim, any non-Jew. Okay, so that's where the Shilas come up, because if you have any kind of a feed, there's always...
The fact that it's digital, you know, it's not the actual voice, but...
That doesn't matter, man. Because
like by Shofar, of course,
the point isn't seeing it, no. The point is, if you're aware, if I would be aware now that at the Kosel someone is saying, you know, Bagalov Zman Kariv Imru Amen, and I could focus my mind and be Mechaven, I could answer.
When do you have to answer?
If you're in the same Mako.
So at the Kosel, what are you supposed to do?
Wait. That's a whole nother shot. Can I pass on that? And one day we'll talk about that. What do you do when there's 10 minyanim all around you? That's why the only time you should go to the Kaiser is 12:01 at night. I can't understand how people could. I shouldn't say that. I find it very hard to daven by the Kaiser. I look for times to go when there's no one else there, barely anyone else. I can't daven. I can't daven. It's a good. It's a great credit to Klal Yisrael. Like everybody davening, and that's why I started going to Zilberman to daven. What? When's the last time you've been there? You can barely find a place to stand.
What if you go inside? You know,
it's worse. It's crowded. It's noisy. It's hot. It's choking. People are pushing. Snorers are working their ways. Outside, at least you have some fresh air. It's packed. Baruch Hashem for Klal Yisrael. You can't find a place to stand by the Kaisel at Neitz. Adarabba, after Neitz is over, the second wave, it eases up and there's more space. Neitz is packed. Baruch Hashem. And you gotta know the minyan, like, there's one minyan that's starting Chazaras Hashatz around like 2 minutes after the Neitz. Okay. Afilu Mishainu Imoyam, Mishnabura. Wrote Salomar, Afilu Mabayasaka, Rochuk Menu. Rochuk Gamri. Shakiva Chal Sarah, Abubakumakot Shina Shuri Beneyam. Was Afilu Machita Sharmarzo in the Matsekas, Ben Komi Shirozo, the Torah, Baatsmol, Mabif Shabeshamayim, Hashochim Betoch Elu Hua Sarah. Yochol Amos Omein Omen Yeshmeram, Kadusha Barhu, Behen Yochol Otsio Yedechol Vosso Betfilo, in Eno Boki.
He has to hear it,
Daddy. Yeah, that's for sure. And also an Eino Baki. If it ain't no Baki. He can be Moitzim and Tfila if there's already 10 there. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. There's no special. If he's a Baki, there's a special din by Tfila. He can't be Moitzim. Tfila, you have to daven yourself if you can. So if there's 10 people with the Shliach Tzibur, he can be Moitzim anybody, no matter how far they are. So we thought the mashmos of this machaber was differently. We thought the mashmos of Sif. Wait a second. We thought the mashmos of Sif. What was the first halacha we said of halacha? Sif Yud Gimel. We thought the mashmos of Sif Yud Gimel. Yud Gimel. Tzorech sheyu kol asor b'makom echad. All 10 have to be in the same place. Ushliach tzibur imahem. So we thought that meant that that's a din b'fnei atzmo. And even if you have even if you have 10, the shliach tzibur has to be with the 10. But once the shliach tzibur is with 10, then he can be motzi anybody, even if someone's in a different place. So it's no stira. But even if you have 10, if the shliach tzibur is in a different makom, he can't be motzi them. If he's in a different makom than the 10.
Let me ask you a question. Can one Jew be mighty another Jewish monastery without a minion?
No. Special takanos chazal.
Even though the guy's not a bucky at all.
Why? Because tzila rachmeinim. And it takes a special. That's why if you're bucky, you can't be mostly at all. And that's the special takanos chazal that there's an inyan of a shliach tzibur being mostly in Shmona Esri, even if you're an eno bucky. Because since Tfilah Rachminenu, really, it's not appropriate or logical for anyone to ever be motzi. You have to daven yourself. And if you can't, you can't. So Chazal Mesakein Ba'asora, the inyan of a Shliach Tzibur being motzi.
Would it be appropriate, because I've had this in Minnegeya, if you choose here come from Bukhara, from Russia, they don't know a thing. Why don't we tell the Shliach Tzibur?
We should. With the Baal Tshuva movement especially.
It does apply.
We should go back to the good old days when the Shliach Tzibur was actually Motzi. But you have to realize they don't know what it means. So they can't really listen and follow. They don't know Hebrew.
They say Amen. Does that count?
No. They have to follow the words. They have to be like, they have to follow the words.
They have to down for them in English or something, or in Russian. Or in
which they can do themselves already also. The big machlokes, what the Baal Tshuva yeshivas have to decide is, you know, when they should daven in English and how could they make the transition to Hebrew. Like, at what point should they make their transition? And, you know, do you let them bounce around in Hebrew breaking their teeth and not really saying the words, or do you tell them to daven in English? Like, at some point they have to mature and they have to, so like, they have all these beginners minyan on minyanim. Ephraim Buchwald, if they ask his opinion, you know, Ephraim Buchwald, yeah, he's a famous guy. Frank Buchwald from Jewish Outreach Program. What's it called? He's famous, famous, famous guy. Okay. V'yesh omrim shetzorich, that there shouldn't be tinuf. But the God of the Shulchan Aruch didn't say, Rabbos, an important halachic principle. When the Shulchan Aruch says it didn't belosh in v'yesh omrim, in Klali Halacha, that really means that the Shulchan Aruch is putting the emphasis on the first parish. Mashma the dinzelo psikole. Except many times you'll find in the Mishnah Brura and in the Nosei Kelim that the Machaber only said V'yesh Omrim because it's a Chiddush and because it wasn't, because it was a Chiddush. But not that anyone's chaylik with the V'yesh Omrim. But when there's a Chiddush that only one Rishon says and no one else says it, so he'll say V'yesh Omrim. A lot of times you'll see that when they want to pass it that way.
Usually doesn't that like V'yesh Misha Omer? They'll even do it by V'yesh Omer. They'll say that.
Oh no. Al-Kuponim here, he says it, that the Mechaber really does not agree with the second, with this business about a Goy in the middle, or an Abod Zohar in the middle, or a Tzoa in the middle. Actually, that's a rather complex raya. If anybody would be interested in looking it up, it's not beferish. It's like a whole lomdash of dre. And you would go through Ramogan Avram there in Sif and Simonai and Tess, and you'd see how he proves from the Ramah that the Ramah doesn't hold to this halacha either. This is what I told my sister at the end. Because this is very nogea when you have these feeds, these live feeds from the Siyam HaShas. Shekos of the Nirilo, the Omen Yehishmei Rabbo Kedusha Ya'aneh, the Havirak Psukim. Abu Baruch Lo Ya'aneh. That's a little strange, because what about Amen?
What does that mean?
The Psukim, Yehishmei Rabbo is a Pasuk in Daniel somewhere.
Doesn't
that
Shem Hashem? That's the point.
Some say Shem Hashem is the point. But the Chayodim does not say that. Chayodim says Psukim. What would the Nafkamina be? The Nafkamina would be what Hashem Hashem. Let's see, the Chayodim says the point is you could say Psukim, but you can't say Baruch Hu. Yeshmer Abom Barach, no. Oh, Kedusha. No, Kedusha Hashem Hashem, but it's a possible. So the Chayodim says you could say Kedusha. The Shabbos is, what about Amen? Now, Amen, Chayyim said you can say Amen Yehishmei Rabba. So obviously you can say Amen, but the Pasuk doesn't say Amen, the Pasuk just says Yehishmei Rabba. So Teretz is Amen is Kal. So if you can say Psukim, you can certainly say Amen. Others say that if the Tzoa is in a, you know, that the whole din is really if I'm here and you are there and there's Tzoa in the middle, so like, my words have to fly over the Tzoa. But if you're in a building somewhere and I'm in a building somewhere else and I'm watching a video and there's a bathroom in between us with Tzoa in it, that's a different reshus. That doesn't count. Anyway, I told my sister not to say, not to answer Baruch Hu by Meir, just in case. And I don't know, to go with the Chayyadah. But every time you have a live feed, you have this problem. So I told her to go with the Chayyadah, to answer Amen Yehishmei Rabba and Kedusha, but not Baruch Hu.
Didn't you supposed to say Shema Yisrael with
Shema, what?
When the team were saying it. That,
that's nothing. There's really no connection. That you just, that's emotion. Is it called Tefillah B'Tzibur? No, you're in a different place. This din of Sifchof in the Shulchan Aruch is just that you can answer. That's what it's called. And you can answer. It's called your answering. It's called your participating in answering Yehishmei Rabba or Baruch Hu or Kedusha or Kaddish, whatever. What? Yeah, you're joining in with them. Yes. Not to the mile of Tefillah B'Tzibur. It's to answer.
But if you're right outside, so you could be.
What?
If you're right outside the shul, they have a minion, you could be yet to kill the tzibur. So how far does that go?
Didn't we have that
if you're in two separate places?
See?
Yeah. No, but they... Oh, you have to go to see them?
We didn't see a clear shita that tefillah b'tzibur, yes. Only under advaz, if there's no other entrance. We kept saying it's logical, but we didn't see any beferisha case where tziruf not, but tefillah b'tzibur, yes. The only case we saw was that last advaz for the Ezra's Nosh. If there would be no other entrance, they would have to walk through the shul. Hello? Yeah. Is this pressing for now? Yeah. What? Yeah. Okay. Can you wait till 10:30? Okay. Okay, so that's what you have to chayodom. Shelo yehev afilu omen and yochalayna today azuvu matzik. Tinuf, Ratzalomar, you're away from the tinuf arba'amos. So it's not a question of answering b'mokum the tinuf, but it creates a hefzik between you and the people answering. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says in Samach Gimel. Akum, avodis kachodom, o ove kachodom. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. The Bir Halacha says Meraglayim does not count. Only Tinuf. Okay, we'll stop here.
What if you're in the same, there is a minion in the same room and there's a